The head pastor of Cedar Mountain Assemblies of God Church and chairman of the Ghana Prison Service Council, Reverend Dr. Stephen Wengam, has advised politicians to go strictly by the religious injunction on sacrifice and dedication to nation building, which are the tenets of true democracy. In an interview with Radio Ghana on Christmas, Reverend Dr. Wengam also charged inmates of the country's prisons not to lose hope, but rather use their incarceration to reflect on the way forward to attain the pleasure of God.
The nativity story, the birth of Christ, the story provides abundant lessons for nation building and national reconstruction. That is what even makes Christmas relevant, even in our time. For example, when Christ was born and the King Herod heard that the King of the Jews was born, he felt threatened. He felt that his political power was threatened. So he masterminded the massacre of male-born children 2 years and below. And the same is happening today all over the world. People will do anything to cling to power. They will destroy human lives. They will flout their country's constitution. They will do anything. They will corrupt themselves to secure power. So that is the first lesson. Another lesson that the birth of Christ provides for nation building is this. In Luke chapter 2, when the angels appeared to the shepherds in the field, he said, "Peace on earth and goodwill towards men." So the birth of Christ brought peace on earth, and no country can develop without peace. And as we go into election year, it's important that we remind ourselves of the priceless nature of peace. We need to be peaceful towards each other. We must safeguard the peace of this country, because nobody, either side, if you win power, you can move Ghana to the place you want it to be if there is no peace in this country. And then also another important lesson Christ teaches us, as far as nation building is concerned, is the issue of honesty, fidelity, and righteous living. The Bible says that Joseph was a righteous man and Mary was a virgin. Now, these virtues are important when it comes to nation building. The reason why people are corrupt, the reason why people do all kinds of things is because they've thrown away these virtues. I would challenge politicians or Ghanaians to strive to be honest people of integrity, to the extent that Joseph and Mary abstained from sex until Mary gave birth. The issue of HIV and AIDS pandemic. The main key, the real thing that can really deal with it is abstinence, not what sometimes other people preach alongside.
On the occasion of Christmas, there are some brothers and sisters in prison. In fact, others have confessed to their crime in a very emotional manner. What message do you have for them?
I want to encourage them that we are working very hard to not only improve conditions, but to make sure that those of them who are there, not because they are guilty, but because of technicalities of the law, will soon breathe the air of freedom.